Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: clear, a low of 46. An unusual bomb threat scenario that unfolded this morning in Kenosha at the Johnson Bank office in the Glenwood Crossing shopping complex along 18th Street east of 30th Avenue ended peacefully a few hours later. A man walked into the bank and gave one of the tellers a note that said he had a bomb and wanted $1 million. That led to an alarm and the response of police, the fire department, and the Kenosha County Hazardous Device Squad. Police established a wide perimeter, closing several nearby businesses, including the Pick and Save grocery store. All of the employees of the bank were safely evacuated, leaving the man inside. About 11:30 this morning, it came to a peaceful conclusion with a shirtless man taken to a squad car in handcuffs and, according to a news release, the Hazardous Device Squad rendering suspicious items inside the bank safe. A man is being questioned by police and the FBI. The recent law enforcement raid on a small grocery store at 16th Street and Taylor Avenue in Racine and the Common Council's vote this week to hold a due process hearing on its licenses are just some of the initiatives toward improving that neighborhood. On WRJN's Community Conversations, Mayor John Dickert noted 16th Street is part of a plan to redevelop the uptown area, and it's going to continue to get attention.
I have not only walked that area on four separate occasions myself, I've been in those markets and in those stores. And it doesn't take a genius to figure out when something's going on when you walk in and everybody else runs out.
Neighbors around the grocery store claim there's no way the owner and manager didn't know what's going on. Alleged underage sales of alcohol and tobacco, among other things. The due process hearing for licenses on the business is yet to be scheduled. The public had a chance to comment last night on the proposed Racine budget for 2017, and no one even showed up at City Hall to offer anything about the recycling fee increase, employee raises, or the capital improvement program, to name a few higher-profile components. City Attorney Scott Letney explained how adding an attorney will bring farmed-out legal work in-house and allow for realignment.
At least it would be about the same amount of money at this point. Hopefully, we actually can reduce the outside attorney's fees. We are seeing different sorts of litigation now than we saw back then. Obviously, the tax assessment cases, hopefully they'll slow down, but who knows if they will. And there's some things like that, and there's a whole new slew of trip and fall cases and things like that that are coming. So we had some of those before, but I want to bring that stuff inside.
Alderman Q.A. Shakur felt that listing fees would help to better understand the budget as a whole, to which Finance Director Dave Brown agreed.
I will try to get it together and get it into the adopted budget book, and then moving forward, at least we'll have a platform that we can update each year instead of trying to recreate the wheel. So I won't guarantee that we'll get everything this time around, but we'll work on it and get it in there so that year to year you can see any changes and what all is in there.
Aldermen will have a chance to offer budget amendments next week leading up to a committee recommendation and then the final council vote on November 15th. The employees of Milwaukee County government are guaranteed a raise over the next 5 years. The county board approved a living wage ordinance that will increase the minimum wage for county workers, as well as contractors hired by the county, to at least $15 an hour by the year 2021. The increase will cost taxpayers over $4 million in new spending. It was once home to a dog daycare business, later a temporary home for the Wisconsin Humane Society for animals from a raided Caledonia shelter, and once again, the purple facade building northeast of Regency Mall, which started as a tire and automotive shop, will have four-legged customers. The owner of what will be called the Woof, Kevin Harvey, plans to have the site renovated to the point of opening in the near future. He did something similar in Florida, where he spends part of his time, and tells the Journal Times he'd been looking at the one-time home of the Central Bark Doggy Daycare for the last few years. After what's been called a gas station fraud epidemic by some city leaders in Madison, the city council approved an ordinance requiring upgraded security on pumps. It doesn't help the woman who says she lost $1,400 to a skimmer device. The ordinance requires all Madison gas stations to get individualized locks by the first of the year. Right now, most are controlled by a universal key, so if someone gets a hold of one of the keys, they can open just about any pump. Skimmers have been found at least 5 Madison gas stations so far. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.